Locker room chats here continue tonight. One final time here on KNCA. We're talking Troy basketball. Pleased to be joined now by Derek Jasper, the girls' head coach. It's brought to you by Exchange Bank, CJ's Restaurant, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts. Coach, just so much to take away from this regular season for you guys. You guys captured, you know, the Northeast Kansas League title in that final game of the regular season after beating Horton by 9. So you go 9-1 in the league, you win 15 games, and setting yourself up for a playoff run here starting next week. How would you assess the 25-26 regular season?
Yeah, we're really proud of winning that league last Friday night at Horton. I think our league, our girls' league, so much better this year than it was last year. We kind of ran through it last year and then defended our crown this year, but much tougher path. We had 7 or 8 good teams that I think could beat any of the others on a given night, so it made for an interesting league. Like I say, we went 9-1. So you didn't have to go undefeated to win the league. It was just that much better. An interesting game at Horton the other night. Two good teams. Man, with Brandon, we jumped out of that thing and we're ahead 25-6 at one time. And a tip of the cap to Horton and Coach Lanter as they actually took a 1-point lead, 42-41 with 6 minutes to go. And Haley Groff and Harper Westine hit back to back threes in that. And we went 17 out of 20 from the free throw line. So that was a great ball game out there. But overall, I'm pretty proud of what we've done. We got a third place trophy at the Thunder Classic at the midseason tournament. We've won 8 games in a row now. We actually had a game last night, BTAD. We played by and we won 2-0. It was the best game I've ever coached and the best the girls have played. So Keisha gives us a win for that, I guess. So we're 16-6 now and, actually, I've won 8 games in a row, so that sounds even better. So that was a nice deal, but pretty proud of what we've done so far, and we'll see what happens here in the postseason.
Yeah, you threw out Harper Westine. It seems like the last few weeks of this regular season, she was just breaking a different school record, whatever it might be. We've talked about her and going down as one of the best in the school's history, but her along with the rest of the seniors, you know, it just kind of tipping the cap and what you want to see from them here down this home stretch of the postseason.
Yeah, 3 very special young ladies, Harper, and then add in Nicole Judd and Allison Grable. Great, great kids. I love them to death. Played for me for 4 years, so that's a difficult thing to do. A lot of kids, you know, don't play all 3 sports anymore or don't play all the sports and don't play them for 4 years. They might, you know, Harper could have easily started concentrating on basketball and not played volleyball, but she did. Nicole Judd could have started concentrating on volleyball, but she stuck with it in basketball. You know, just special kids. I hope we can do something good for them again. I mean, they got great memories from this year's regular season and then last year's run. But, you know, we'd like to add some more memories and have some more fun here along the way. But 3 girls that I'm really going to miss next year.
Coach, you get a little bit of time. Obviously, you mentioned the bye. You'll take that win. Incredible coaching job by you, as we just mentioned, of course, there. But So Gosselaar awaits in this semifinal in this sub-state coming up on Monday night. You guys being the 4 seed going to host the 5 seed in Gosselaar. What's kind of the mindset here? What can you tell us about your opponent that you're going to see on Monday night?
Well, the best thing about this is we played ourselves to the 4 seed, and Gosselaar's a 5, and they've got to ride a bus for 3 hours and 8 minutes, and we don't. I think that's a huge advantage. For them having to go 3 hours and 8 minutes on a bus on a Monday, probably leave school pretty early and come up here to some place they've never been. And I think it's huge for us to be on our home floor. We've played pretty well there. We're 8-2 on our home floor. We've lost 2 games by 3 points there to Hiawatha and D-West before Christmas. And, that's just a nice advantage to have. So I'm glad we got that 4 seed because there's some travel now in this sub-state for some people. And we're not going to have to travel unless we win this one. And then we go to Clifton Clyde for the championship game. So don't know a lot about them. You know, I've watched some film and, you know, still just hard to tell how tall. I don't really have a roster. I don't know how tall they are. Got a couple really good guards. They have a freshman guard that I think is their best player. He hits about 5 threes every game. So she'll be a focal point for our zone to not let her get any open looks. And, you know, we just got to play good basketball. I've kind of come to accept the fact that we're up and down even throughout games, and that's just who we are. And sometimes we look like we could win a state championship, And sometimes, you know, it looks like we could lose this first round if we don't play well. But hopefully we'll play well on our home floor and take care of business and get another shot to play in a sub-state title game.
Of course, trying to get back and get to that Final Four. Of course, last year able to do so, and obviously a good opportunity here, kicking things off against Gossel on Monday night in the sub-state semifinals. Derek Jasper joining us, Troy girls basketball coach. Goes by quick, brother, man. Appreciate it all season long, and excited to see how you guys do here in the postseason starting next week.
You bet. Appreciate you, B-Tad, and thanks for all you guys do up here for Northeast Kansas sports. Been a great year. Let's make some noise here in the postseason.